Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Truth is Out, the Voice of the People radio show here on Block Talk Radio. Our call-in number is 515-602-9657. And you can reach us at thetruthisthetruth.net. It's our website. And all on our Block Talk, all on our media network, the Truth is Out There, Voice of the People media network. That's the truth. It's the truth.net. You should join in and subscribe. We're going to be working solo today. Scarlett is under the weather, and she is not feeling good. And we're going to do tonight's show, doing our solo. If you want to call in and debate me at 515-602-9657. We'll talk about anything and everything, so come on and call me in, and let's challenge me to any topic, so go ahead and do that. There's a lot of things going on right now, let's start off with what's going on in New York, and that's a big thing there. The problem with New York is that they got judges and communists. They're not even liberal judges. The liberal attorney general, district attorney, any of that stuff. They're communists. The jaws are communist people out there. And we're going to start with Letitia James, or whatever, call it communist James or racist James, because she's a pure racist. If you hear her campaign and the speeches and stuff, And you hear that, and you know that she's a racist. And she campaigned going after Trump, and she tried everything else, and she picked a judge that really is, now this judge here has been overturned by the appellate division, by the appeals court, every single case that gets to them, that gets appealed, he gets overturned because he's a wacko. Michael Savage calls him demented. There's a bunch of others that wacky rascal type person. Really bad, doesn't know the law at all. He's just a political hack. And so Letitia James and Egeron both combined to try and bankrupt Trump. And they made up a law that there is no law. See, in this case, in order to just this type of trial, somebody's supposed to get hurt. In civil cases, when a person files a lawsuit in a civil case, that person supposed to, the one that files is the person that get hurt. But there's no one hurt there. There's no crime. No one's been hurt. No one's been that's been there that's involved in any way. There was nobody. The banks, they didn't get hurt. The real estate people didn't get hurt. Trump didn't get hurt. Everyone paid their bills and got money, and they made money. The banks, they love Trump and Trump Enterprises because they made out like a bandit. They made money. And in the real estate industry, when they do prospectus, when they file claims for loans and stuff like that, always overestimate, underestimate. And in the warning, in the pamphlets for the loans, they tell you it's subject to interpretation based on the investigation of the person that takes out the loan. The loan itself is done by the client, which is a real estate enterprise, but the bank is the one that does the investigation and determines the value of everything. If you got the collateral and you're credible enough to take out the loan and your credentials so you can pay back the loan, they're not going to give money, especially millions and millions of dollars, to people that doesn't have the credibility of paying it back. And the track record for Trump Enterprises is golden. And they call him the whale. When I was working with the brokerage firms, when I was doing docs, we used to call potential clients whales. Because they're credit investors, they got millions of dollars or billions of dollars, and they call whales. And they can afford to take a hit or two or three or four and not worry about it. That's why we call them credit investors. They're multi-million dollars. They're liquid. They're comfortable in making decisions and stuff. They're not the normal you and me, a person that cries if they lose $20,000 on the stock while going down. These are people that don't care. They win or lose, it's not going to phase them that much. So they know how to do it. They went and testified, Deutsche Bank testified in court saying, hey, we'll continue to work with Trump and his business because they're solid and everything they did is up and up. And so there was no victims there in any kind of form. So they made up, so Letitia James and Egeron made up to stuff to try and punish him. And they came back with a $355 million fine plus interest, plus an extra $4 million to both Don Jr. and Eric Trump. Plus, they literally cannot operate a business in New York for 3 years for Trump. Don Trump, the senior President Trump, and for 2 years, and that's 2 years for Eric and Don Jr. So you know, so that's the point there. So anyway, that's one of the reasons why. That's one of the reasons why this whole thing is fake. But anyway, one of the things that's happening, and Trump was very smart. He went to he went to SneakerCon in Philadelphia. SneakerCon is the SneakerCon is a place where all the sneaker companies, they advertise and stuff like that, and people go in and buy sneakers and the high trade stuff and stuff. So Trump came out with his own sneakers, anywhere from some of those sneakers cost as high as $500 a pair and up. And he came and he actually went into Philadelphia and spoke for a few minutes. It was wily. He got a lot of USA chants with some booing here and there from the ultra left. And then that's a big thing there. And the thing is that he sold them out, and that those sneakers sold out. And by the end of the day, it sold out. He did that yesterday at 2 in the mid afternoon, and then he flew. Then he flew to Michigan, to where he had the rally in Michigan. So what happened was he flew to Michigan and there were thousands of people there. But when he back to SneakerCon, he brought up a lady. There was a lady that came, that was half a tear. She came up and she brought her up on stage and she was actually going, everybody's got to vote for Trump. He's the guy to win. He is the man and all that stuff. But he got a big endorsement by a young lady and a bunch of other people there and stuff. But those sneakers, the Trump sneakers, really good gold. It was gold and it's different colors, but they wanted to show it was gold and silver. And it was amazing that it was happening. And that's a big thing there. And that was amazing right now on that. So that was big. And the thing is, the other thing that's happening, because he's always an he never quits. You go and attack him, he comes back and he does something else. They try to cut him, try and destroy his business in one way or another. He comes back with sneakers. And sold out. He made millions of dollars yesterday just on the sneakers alone. You can't stop him. And then in retaliation to what's going on with Letitia James and with the verdict and everything, the truckers the what we call Trump truckers or the truckers. And the Teamsters and stuff that delivers goods and services in New York, starting tomorrow, they're not delivering. They're not going to deliver anything into New York. There's a boycott of New York by the truckers. A lot of real estate, and then Herkel, the governor of New York, said that what's going on to Trump and his business is just isolated. It's not going to happen to any other real estate. And my line is, and so is everyone else, that's a lie. If they could punish or prevent a private company like Trump Enterprises, Trump International, Trump Towers, Trump to operate his private business, and they could deny that for 3 years or 2 years and punish millions of dollars. If you're in real estate for everything that you did right, I'm telling you right now, every single real estate business, leave the state. If you own a real estate company, leave New York, you're going to be targeted. I would be scared, be very, very scared. Because if they can do it to Trump, they're going to do it to you. And that's the point is there. In New York, in fact, anywhere there's a blue state, anywhere that the communists, they're not even Democrats, they're more the communists, if they're able to do what they're doing to Trump, they're going to be doing it to you. Trump is right about one thing. They're coming after us. They're coming after you and me and everyone else. They're coming after Scott. They're coming after everyone. They're coming after people I know, people coming, and everyone else, Tom, Dick, and Harry. They could come up with my son. They've been coming after Logan Ryan. They've been coming after Jenny. They've been coming after other people because if they could do it to Trump, the leading candidate and the most popular candidate in this country's history, they could come after anyone. And he's right about one thing. Trump is in the way right now. But the goal is to take over this country, make it to a socialist, communist nation. And Trump and MAGA, you and I and everyone else, Make America Great Again, is in the way. And if they feel if they can take down Trump, they'll be able to take control of everyone else. But they don't realize Trump is just in person, but MAGA, Make America Great Again, it's not simple. It is a movement. It is a movement that cannot be defeated because we all, you see, what they don't get is that everyone in society, everyone in this whole world has a passion in their heart in them that makes this country great, that makes them great. They always wanted, they got dreams and they got and ideas and goals and things like that. The brain and the heart, and you put the two together and give them that drive to light the fire in them and they can do anything you want. By improving oneself, you're improving. It's not just you that you're improving and the ideas that you provide, but everyone associated with you also goes to lift up. If you succeed, success breeds success. Love breeds love. Caring breeds caring. Honesty breeds honesty. Moral compass breeds moral compass. But if you take the and just try to destroy the underpinning of this country, this is what happens. And that's what's going, and that's the thing. But one thing we got to know and understand, we the people, that's right, we the people are MAGA. We it used to be the Tea Party. Now it's MAGA, Make America Great Again. But every single person that wants to thrive and strive to success to fulfill their passions and dreams, which is 99.9% of this country, once they realize that everyone has the ability in this country, as long as they work hard and follow the rules, to become successful in their life. They can fulfill their passions and dreams. It's the blood drive that's in each individual. It's the fire in the belly that makes us going and continue to grow. And that's what we need. And we are we the people. And I'm going to play a theme song that I was part of years ago called We the People by Ava Ashton and dedicated to We the People and MAGA.
Place and you and me. Together we are united. Together we are strong. With one voice we'll stand up against everything that's wrong.
Okay, that's We the People. We got first segment. First of all those listeners that want to hear what's here, waiting for Scarlett. Scarlett, you know, of course, she's under the weather. Hopefully, we'll have her back next week. See how she feels as the week goes on, and we'll work it from there. And also, we're trying to get a number of guests coming on in the next few weeks, so that will be helpful. But in the meantime, let's get into what's going on with the law enforcement, with the borders and everything else. But in order to introduce that, let me do what we've been doing lately. And we're going to do the snake poem. On the hallway to work one morning, down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor, half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. "Oh, well," she cried, "I'll take you in. I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh, tender woman," sighed the snake. She wrapped him up all cozy in the coverture of silk, and then laid him by the fireside with some honey and some milk. Now she hurried home from work that night. As soon as she arrived, she found that pretty snake she'd taken in had been revived. "Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman," sighed the snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. "You're so beautiful," she cried. "But if I hadn't brought you in by now, you might have died." Now she stroked his pretty skin, and then she kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying, that snake gave her a vicious bite. "Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman," sighed the snake. "I saved you," cried that woman, "and you've bitten me even why. You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die." "Oh, shut up, silly woman," sighed the reptile with a grin. "You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman," sighed the snake. Okay, and that's very important because right now with the open borders, with Mayorkas has been impeached, thank God, the Republicans did something right in the House. We got problem with the Senate. Chuck Schumer, who wants to go, he may violate the rules and regulations of the Senate. We should. We're asking if he tries to stop that and prevent the trial from happening in the Senate. We know that Mayorkas is going to be found innocent in the Senate because the Democrats will fall in line and there's not enough votes to convict him. But if Schumer does not set up the trial and put it on the floor for a trial, for a hearing and trial, he should be arrested immediately and arrested for treason. The American people demand a trial, and this is a guy that needs to be taken out at any cost. He's complicit. He's got blood in his hands. He's a criminal to begin with in New York. Remember the check stuff that he did years ago and many other stuff, and his threats to Kavanaugh in front of the Supreme Court, which is a felony in itself. This guy is a crook. He needs to be arrested immediately for treason. And if he does not put this set up the trial in the Senate for the impeachment, which is in the Constitution, first of all, he will become the first the majority leader in the Senate to prevent an impeachment to trials to go in there and U.S. history. Second of all, he is treasonous and needs to be taken out. And we the American people around this country, all 340 million plus, is demanding either have the trial or arrest Chuck Schumer for treason. Put him in Gitmo and let's go to a tribunal there and this all to mess. That's how you do it. Okay. Now, open borders. These people have blood in their hands, all the Democrats, Joe Biden and everyone else, but it's Obama that's really the star of this. He's the one that, since when he became president, he tried to change this country and brought in all the hate. He's the one that started to fund the police. He's the one that started Antifa and Black Lives Matter and the riots and everything else around the country and stuff like that. And he's continuing using, he is the puppet master along with George Soros. And they both need to be arrested for treason and taken care of, not just Biden. But they're the ones that got the blood in their hands. Everyone that lost a relative or a friend or anything because of illegal aliens, they should be not only suing Obama, Biden, and the others, but demanding the arrest for first-degree murder. And let's have a trial like that, too. Right now, it's getting so bad that the Venezuelan gangs, notorious gangs that kill people and the drugs and fentanyl and everything else, but they're uniting with MS-13 that don't use guns, but they use knives. They want people to, before they kill somebody, especially women, they want to use knives so they can inflict the most pain. And that's a problem there, too. And we need to do that to actually arrest these people. That's why we need to not only impeach Mayorkas, which they did in the House. They got to go in trial in the Senate. They also need to do, and the House needs to do it with Biden, too, and everyone else in between. And they need to do that. We also need to get rid of the deep state. And they need to get rid of Wade and Garland and everyone else in between. And now, thanks to Maria Bartiromo and her investigation, we got a lot of criminal activities with Cameron and all the other, all these people involved in the Obama administration and in the Biden administration for treason. There's a lot of stuff happening that needs to be exposed and needs to do it. And it's very important. Now, America First again. Every one of us that support America First, the dream. This used to be one of my campaigns when I was running for Congress. This was my campaign song. And we're also going to play it here to make sure that you and I are America First, because I am. We are America. they, you and I and everyone else, we are America, because America is first. We are red, white, and blue. When we breed red, white, and blue. That's where we are, and that's what it is. Now, the Constitution, again, is under attack, and by the way, doesn't it find strange that the three people that were arrested for shooting in the parade for the Kansas City Chiefs was never identified? They didn't say who these people are and stuff. Didn't you notice it, that they never did? Same thing with the shooting in the Texas with Joe Osteen's shooting. Is that because, the one in Kansas City, is it because of gang related and it's black? Doesn't fit their political talking points. And the one in Joe Osteen was a transgender, is because it doesn't fit their thing. Majority of the I would say 90% of the last mass shootings in this country were done by transgender because they're mentally ill. There's only two sexes, a boy and a girl, male and female. This country needs to be comfortable in their own skin. And to understand that if you're born white, you're white. If you're born black, you're black. If you're born red, you're red. If you're born with a boy, if you're born with a penis, you're a boy. If you're born with a vagina, you're a girl. Comfortable in your own sexuality and your own in what you're born with. God created the image. Anything else is sick, and you need to hire in therapy. That's a big thing there, and I'm telling you, and one of the great things that people stand up on every time, when Trump gets it, he's eliminating CRT, and he's eliminating indoctrination and recruitment in all our schools. Any teacher that goes behind a parent's back and tries to brainwash your child to be something they're not, and then tell the child to lie to their parents. Those teachers should be fired immediately, arrested for child abuse, and put in a prison cell in a separate island, and just because they're mentally ill. It's a political agenda to destroy this country, and they're all mentally ill, and that's the big thing there. So that's a big thing there. But anyway, this Constitution, Second Amendment's under attack again, and they're trying to do that. Every time there's a mass shooting or something, they go after the gun. They don't realize it's mental health is an issue, and that's a main issue. If you and a lot of people are bipolar or taking drugs that have mental health issues, can make people violent. And that's also something else there, and they need to do it. But California has a bill that will force homeowners and renters to report the number of guns they own to insurance companies and the government. California couldn't care less about retail theft, child molestation, infanticide, or illegals breaking into America, but it feels entitled to harass law-abiding gun owners. Will California use this database to punish gun owners? Yes, they will. And that's a big thing. And so that's the main thing there. I hope everyone listened to Mark Levin and the show last night and this evening. I got to take care. A California judge is under investigation for alleged anti-Semitism and ethical violations. Netanyahu and his cabinet formalizes the opposition to unilateral two-state solution. In other words, Netanyahu and Israel told Biden to go fuck himself. We're not doing a two-state solution because we're not giving up land for peace anymore. And Hamas, Gaza was a failure to begin with because 85% of the people that lived in Gaza wanted to have Hamas as their governing, and Hamas is a terrorist organization. There is no such thing as Palestine. It's Jordan and Egypt, and that's what it is. There is no such thing as Palestine. Israel has been there before, long before that, goes back to biblical time. And that's what it is. Arab nations and Israeli and the Jewish nation. And that's how it is. But God's chosen people. Now, Zelensky has invited Trump to come to the front lines in Ukraine. He didn't say it now because it would be a violation of Hatch Act. But he feels, since he sees that Trump is going to be president again come this, you know, after November 5th, and then when he gets sworn in on the 20th of January of next year, he'll be invited to come to Ukraine, right, to the front lines with Zelensky. But Zelensky sees the writing on the wall. And Zelensky and Trump have a pretty good meeting when Trump was president, and that phone call, which they tried to impeach him on, turned out to be a real phone call, the transcript. And Shift lied to his teeth. And we're backing and endorsing Steve Harvey to be the next senator out of California. Barbara Lee, another Democrat that's running there, she wants to have $50 minimum wage. That would destroy every mom-pa store. And she wants to make it national. That would kill every small business and every small mom-pa store in this country. The unemployment will be down, be in the millions again, and everything depends on government, because no small business can survive a minimum wage starting at $50 an hour. The only business left, and that includes restaurants and everything else, you're not going to see McDonald's. Everything will be automated. It'll be like Honanad years ago, and that's a big thing there. So that's a big story right now. Well, we're going to continue to fight, and we're going to continue to go. We're going to have meetings, we're going to have rallies coming out. There's going to be another one in South Carolina, and there's going to be, I think there's going to be more around, I think, to Michigan. And you never know where Trump's going to show up. And then we got, Super Tuesday, which is, I believe, March 5th. And then after that, we got Florida. Florida is coming up. We got Michigan's primary is on the 27th of this. It's already started early voting in Michigan. And we'll go from there. But we already know who's going to be the Republican nominee. That's President Trump. So, but we want to show. We want to win by record-breaking votes. So get out there and vote. Even though we all know that Trump is going to be the nominee, we want record number of votes coming in. And this way you can't cheat. We got Scott Pressler and others are working around the clock, recruiting Republican people to sign up to vote or Republicans. We're also working on changing the RNC with Rona is stepping down after the South Carolina primary, and we got the head of the Republican RNC in North Carolina is going to try to take over for the RNC, and Laura Trump is going to be the vice chair, and that's going to be a good thing there. And we still need to continue to fight, and what we're going to do, and we're never going to back down. So that's what we're going to play now. has a message for Donald Trump. Colin Rugg, truck is allegedly planned on stopping their shipments in New York City after Judge Engoron's ruling against Trump. Truck is going to start, this is a quote, truck is going to start refusing loads in New York City starting on Monday, end quote. They aren't going to New York City. I tell you what, you fuck around and find out, okay? We're tired of you fucking with Trump, okay? Our bosses aren't going to care if we deny the laws. We just go somewhere else, all right? You know how fucking hard it is to get into New York City. And President Trump posted that and sent it to us again. And truckers are not going to deliver it to New York City because of what they did to him. This is very important. New York City is going to be bled dry because of what's going on right now, and they deserve it. You know, you go that route, that's what you're going to get, and that's a big thing. And so that's a main thing there. Now, we got a little bit left of time. I want to do it this way. Today, in the New York Rangers, this sports now, the New York Rangers and the New York Islanders, they played in front of the Meadowlands. During this time of year, they have games outside in some of the places around. They close the winter outdoor season, whatever you want to do it. ESPN working with ABC and others on these games. And they did. They played today at the Meadowlands. And for 80,000 people, which is what they usually get for the Jets and the Giants when they play there, something like that, 80,000 people at SMO saw the New York Rangers defeat the New York Islanders 6-5 in overtime. The Rangers haven't lost an outdoor game yet, which is a record. They also like 7 straight wins, which they need to, and they're starting to defying the Panthers for the top seed and actually heading to the playoffs coming up. The Islanders had a 4-1 lead and a 5-3 lead, and they lost it with an empty net goal to tie the game at 5-5 just before the buzzer, and they lost in overtime. The Islanders need to pick up defense. They're a better team than that, but right now it's not looking good for them to make the playoffs. But the Rangers, they're the top-notch team, and the Panthers, that'll be an interesting season for the Panthers. So we'll see what happens as we head towards the playoffs. Also, this past week starts with the pitchers and catchers report of spring training. Baseball's coming, and that's a big thing there. And the NBA has its All-Star game, which I don't really care so much as, LeBron James wants to retire as a Laker. Who gives a damn? He's a racist nutcase anyway, even though he's a great ball player. You know, again, I want to thank everybody for listening to us. I'm sorry about Scarlett. She's not feeling good. She's under the weather. Hopefully, we'll try back Wednesday. If not, it'll be Sunday on that. Stay tuned to see, because I do work to see on this, how Wednesday show is going to tell about. We'll set it up in a couple of days. Working on some things, and hopefully Scott will be healthier too, and we'll see where that goes. Again, I want to thank everybody and the listeners around the world. Just keep on fighting. Do not allow anything to go. And do not let the left take. You have to, every one of us has the ability to dream, to succeed in life, to have fun, to enjoy life, to love and caring. And that's what we need to do. We need to learn right from wrong, a moral compass. A lot of people I talk to when I work, and I'm on the phones all the time, and the number one thing that I hear economically, it's the economy. They can't afford to pay for food on the table. They can't afford to go to work. They can't afford to do things because just because the prices, the rate of inflation has slowed down somewhat, doesn't mean that it's not inflation. Look, if you compare it to what we were doing under Trump, and you go in there and see what is in the wallet today, $100 used to fill a cart, maybe even two carts. Today, $100 I went out and shopped for $100 filled half a cart. You used to be able to fill a cart and cart and a half. Not anymore. You know, salads and sandwiches and a TV dinner, one of those TV dinners and some fruits and some, towels and toilet paper stuff. That was $100 when that doesn't do anything. You need to, a family of three, it'll cost you $300 to $400 easy a week just to feed and essentials and stuff, not counting the bills, thanks to Bidenomics. And now with the criminals and going in and everything, Trump, we have a new name called Biden's immigrant crime. I call him Biden's legal alien crime. Either way, it's blood on his hands. We got everything that goes on, whether it be in New York or San Francisco or California in Chicago, and anywhere around the country, in those blue states and around the country itself, where illegal aliens come and commit crimes and killing people and stuff. The person you blame is a Democrat. The person you blame is Biden. Biden, the first 2 days in office, he used executive orders, took down every single moment that Trump did to secure our borders. Every executive order that Trump used to secure our borders, to make it safe again, he eliminated in the first 24 to 48 hours that he was in office, Biden. It's not the Republicans' fault. It's Biden's fault. It's the Democrats' fault, his actions. As far as the economy, as soon as he got in office, which he stole, by the way, he was installed into the office. He did not win. Anyone that believes he got 81 million votes, I got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you. You've got to be totally mentally ill, but then again, that's what liberalism is, a mental disease. So that's a big thing there. You can't expect to blame things on. Look, we are trying our best to secure the borders. They got rid of Mayorkas, but the Senate, again, Charles Schumer, refuses. So right now, may not take up the trial, which is treasonous itself. Again, I'm asking Capitol Police, I want to arrest him. Take him out. He doesn't deserve to be in office anyway. He doesn't do anything. He's a criminal. He's a thug. He's not making you and I safe. Same thing with Nancy Pelosi. Same thing with all the ultra-far-left stuff. It's time to stop this. Let's bring back this country. Let's bring up law and order. Let's bring up our founding principles and ideas and laws for this country. Let's bring up patriotism, America first. Let's bring that back. Let's secure our borders first before we give money to Zelensky, where we don't even know if the money's actually going into Iran. Ukraine, not to Joe Biden's pockets, because that's a big thing there. And same thing with Iran. Look, if you're giving money, give money to Israel after we secure the borders. We agreed that because they're the only democracy in that area of the world. But do not give money to Gaza, because the money is not going to Gaza. It's not going to the citizens of Gaza. It's going to Hamas and the terrorists and stuff that did the invasion on October 7th, killed women and children, raped them up and everything else. And Hamas announced that most of the hostages that are still there are dead. So just let's get rid of them all. Wipe them off of the planet. Wipe these Hamas and Hezbollah and Iran off the planet. Get rid of these extremists and eliminate Ilhan Omar. Deport her. She's and same thing with TF. Both of them are not supporting this country. They're treated as enemies of the state. So let's do this right. Let's fight for America. Let's make this country great again, because that's what it is. It's a movement. It improves everyone's life if we make everyone great again to succeed in life. It's not one person. It's the whole country and the abilities to make us better in life. And with that, I want to leave you everything. Hopefully, let's pray for that. For Scarlett, get healthy. God bless you all. We'll hope to see you Wednesday, if not the Sunday. We'll see what happens during the week. Thank you again, and have a great evening.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
I'm breaking news. Walk going to Wall Street. Trump's merger with Truth Social is coming true. That when it happens, Trump buyer goes up $4 billion. So much with the left girl trying to destroy him. Ain't going to happen. God bless you all. See you on the next show. And all prayers are up for Scarlett, and have a great evening. And thank you for listening. Let's make America great again.